On a feast day like this, we have our choice of taking the readings for the feast or the readings for the day. And I chose the readings for the feast because I think they shed light on a lot of things in our own situation. The first letter is Paul, Romans 8, which is the jewel of the letter to the Romans, which in some ways is the jewel of all Paul's letters. And it's all about the Holy Spirit. And now he's coming to the end of that, and he starts talking, you see. If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all. How will he not give us everything else along with him? God gave us his own son, who died on the cross for us, so that we could be reconciled to the Father now and forever. And they picked this text for the feast day, the holy martyrs of the Roman Church. They were just regular people who believed in Jesus. And that frightened people because they couldn't be controlled. The establishment couldn't control them because they looked beyond the establishment for the meaning of and direction for their life. And that was very unsettling. And that's why they were martyred. Because they appealed to a higher reality as for the meaning of their life and the morality of their lives. Just regular folk. If you read sometimes the Acts of the Roman Martyrs, you'll see, you know, bakers and grocery people and housewives and children. And so he's writing to them, you see. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or principalities, or present things or future things, no powers or height or depth, or any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're the only ones who can separate ourselves from that. God will never separate himself from us. And so then, our Lord is predicting in chapter 24 of Matthew, you see, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and they will deceive many. Many people come thinking, I have the answer to the world's problems, if you'll just submit to my authority. But we have an authority, Jesus Christ. And so our Lord tells us of the confusion and hatred that will be in the world. You will hear of wars and reports of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for these things must happen, but it will not yet be the end. Do you ever think of these words when you read the paper or watch the television? I mean, wars, reports of wars all over. And you, the Christians, you will be hated. Now that has never happened here. Oh, the Catholics were very, you know, the first Catholic ever to run for president was defeated, Al Smith, because he was a Catholic. But that's sort of gone by now. They will hand you over to persecution and they will kill you. Many false prophets will arise and deceive many. And because of the increase of evil doing, the love of many will grow cold. Do you see the attack? I mean, look at what goes on in the television. Look at the immorality and the multiplication of corruption we hear everywhere. But our love should not grow cold. first for the Lord and for each other and for everyone. And if you get a chance, preach the gospel. I say that quite often, and people think of themselves standing on a street corner preaching. Well, it's a great idea. I've done it. I mean, it's a great idea. But there are many other ways of preaching the gospel. I remember one couple. They have like 7 or 8 kids. And their neighbor just hated them. They didn't know that. So they went over there to give him a Christmas cake, I think, and he slammed the door in their face. So they began to pray for that man. And they would greet him when they saw him, and he would never answer. And then, all of a sudden, he changed. And they brought another cake over, and he took that cake, and he thanked them for that cake. And now he'll wave across the street to them, you see. That's a triumph, isn't it? That's a triumph. And so that's what we're discussing here.